Hello, everybody. This is Stephen D. from StephenD.net. This is April 22nd, 2014, and I'm here to do episode 21 of the Stephen D. podcast. Now, here's what's up for this podcast. I'm going to start with an interesting segment, which is, I will tell you more about it when it gets there, but it's something me and Danny made. Excuse me. Anyway, next, we're going to have the game of the day. This is going to be Swamping with Steve 5. And by the way, speaking of, I want to wish you guys a happy Easter. Although it was 2 days ago. I didn't do a podcast 2 days ago. But with it being Easter, I'm going to tell you about our campaign we're going to play for Swamping with Steve today. It's called Twisted Egg Hunt. That is like your basic egg hunt, but it is to be believed that there are zombies. So, let's get started with the podcast. First, I will show you the interesting segment, which is Playing with Explosives 2, the rocket chair. And you will hear more about the rocket chair during the episode. So, let's go ahead and play it.
Okay, so, welcome back. Our last endeavor with cooking pizza didn't actually go so well. So today, Steven's got a new invention he's going to show us.
Hello, Danny. You know, so your birthday is coming up, and, you know, you didn't have to give me a present, but I got you one, and it's called the rocket chair.
The rocking chair?
Yeah, no, not the rocking chair, the rocket chair. It's not going to rock you back and forth. It's going to blast you up into the sky when you sit in it at 25 kilometers per hour. Sorry. I messed myself up there. But anyway.
Does that mean I get to go to the moon?
No, not that far. Usually what ends up happening is that you'll fly up, hit the top of the Empire State Building, and fall down. Because, you know, we are in New York. So this will give you a nice view of the Empire State Building. Hopefully you'll be lucky enough to land on the roof, but that's rare cases. In most cases, you're just gonna fall on the ground and die. Depressing, right?
I wanna go into the moon.
Okay, so here's how it works. So, you see this cord on the side of the chair, right?
So I'll sit in it.
Yeah, sit down in it. And then what you're gonna do is you're gonna pull that cord, and it's going to launch you into the air. So ready? In 3, okay. 2, 1, pull. Okay, he's gone. Oh, crap. Oh, look at that. A piece of the rocket chair just fell onto the ground. Hey, will you just shoot him over there? Take him out of his misery? Okay, here's the AK-47. Grab it, shoot him. Okay, just shot him. He should be dead now. So anyway, guys, I guess since we don't have our co-host, Danny, anymore, or host, since we're both the hosts, or we were both the hosts, I will have to... Oh, no. He's a zombie. Mason from MTG Brains. Studios, blast Brains. His head off. Okay, Brains. Blast. 3, 2, 1. Brains. Got him. So, good. Now, since we don't have Danny anymore, we're going to have to go now. Thank you for listening to this edition of Playing with Explosives. I hope you enjoyed that rather disturbing footage of Danny getting blown up and becoming a zombie, but oh well. See you next time. Maybe it'll be better. Oh, sorry about that.
Speak type anyway, characters off.
I hope you enjoyed that Playing with Explosives episode. Maybe we will air episode 3 in the next podcast episode, which I'm scheduling for May 2nd, but you know me. I can't promise anything. Anyway, now, about time we do the game of the day, isn't it? So, I'm going to load up Swamp.
Folder view Swamp 57 of 67.
Jeez. Throat was itching for a second there. And as was demonstrated in the last podcast, Swamp sometimes take a second to load up. Anyway, I believe... Let me go check.
Cam, desk, Skype, Dan, desk, newscast, campaigns, icons, camp.
Try it again.
Items view, W, swamp.
Swamp.x. There we go. I am in this folder, and...
Welcome to Swamp version.
This campaign, you'll find, is actually pretty funny. Although, zombies will spawn quite a bit. And mind you, if you get too many kills, the Tyrant King and his matriarch girlfriend zombie will come out, and all zombies will start hunting you. It is not very pleasant, so I'm just warning you. It can get pretty nasty.
Multi-custom map campaign. Choose your pre-twisted egg hunt.txt to have a Remington with 50,000 bullets.
Nice.
Four Rem R.
And there's an egg in front of me.
Remington equipped. It has 0 of 6 rounds.
Oh, got it. Get out of here. Oh, boy. Very...
Nice one, man. Nice one, man. Beyond phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
Art.
See, it's twisted. All I'm trying to do is an egg hunt.
2 minutes. Congress. One.
Dang, I don't even have.
Main menu.
No, I don't have anything. That went horribly wrong.
Custom campaigns, custom adventures created.
Oh, man.
Choose your pre-twisted egg hunt. You have a Winchester with 54. T, scope on. R, T.
Let's peg a few of these scope on. Idiots.
R.
Uh-oh. Gotta run it. Bloody runner.
T-R.
Jeez, phenomenal.
R. Hold
on, I will be right back. I'm going to make a little adjustment to this real quick.
Well, you'll get to hear me do it.
I'm going to make, because
campaigns one of 38.
Sometimes people
items
don't prefer
w
to use the axe, so I will make it to where.
Untitled-squad word version 0. Campaign
pain
window.
Hate it when it does content that. Anyway, I will make it to where you can
twisted
have an axe.
Slash y give item minus 1 at start timer. Give item minus 1 axe. Care g of each at ex 1 dash.
No. That's what was wrong. I see.
Campaign
made a very vital
custom
mistake.
Maps, campaigns, custom adventure. Choose your three twisted egg hunt. Ah. The Winchester with one axe equipped.
Oh, the axe now. Yay.
Axe equipped.
That wasn't very nice, sir.
Nice one, man.
I have to apologize.
Great job, Congress.
Getting eggs. Dang it, that stupid car. People, it's like dang people. Just because it's a zombie apocalypse.
2 minutes, 30 seconds.
Doesn't mean you need to leave your car.
Congress. Nice one, man.
Ooh. Nice.
Beyond phenomenal.
I'm pushing it with that Tyrant King, though.
Beyond phenomenal.
You hear that, people? It's beyond phenomenal that I got an egg. Oh!
X, 61.
Very
2 minutes left.
Bad. Zombie.
Great job. Beyond phenomenal. The zombies are gonna be mad, but good work. Beyond phenomenal.
Whatever happened to these innocent little chickens? Uh-oh.
It's halftime. It's halftime.
Halftime, people. I have still some time.
Nice one, man. Nice one, man.
Collect me some eggs.
Congress. Congress.
Not doing much in the way of killing, except for that.
Great job. Great job.
Disgusting.
C7.
Oh, 7 kills?
X, 5 C7 kills.
That's it? Well.
1 minute.
I may not end up calling up the king after all. Well, if that keeps up, I will. No doubt about it. Oh, Lord. That.
D. A. A. D. D. The zombies are gonna be mad. The zombies are. Great job.
I want zombie brains. Man, I want to call out that idiot tyrant. You don't.
Four,
okay,
Winchester equipped.
Get over here. R. I don't mess around no more.
You killed too many zombies. The tyrant king is mad and will thus be adding himself to the map along with his matriarch girlfriend. They will hunt for you. One,
yep.
Any.
Here they are. I don't see the matriarch currently, but they are all running. Ah! They're all hunting me down.
Congratulations, you killed 13 zombies and collected 16x for a total score of 42 points. Good work.
Not bad. See? Twisted, right? Whatever happened to just innocent little chickens that just nip at you when you're trying to steal their eggs? No, now we gotta have zombies that whenever you kill too many of them, they call their reinforcements of their king and queen and start ganging up on you. Thankfully, that didn't happen until the last 30 seconds, so when all heck was breaking loose, let's say, when all heck was breaking loose, I got to escape it. Nice little fella I am here. Okay. Wow, that was unexpected. I just breathed in and it came on. Anyway, for our tech tip, this podcast being centered for the blind mainly, I mean sighted people, y'all can listen to it, but this is mainly a blind podcast since I'm blind. Anyway, thus, I am, for the tech tip, I'm going to share a few websites with you. Nice start. Okay, so, first of all, I'd like to talk about a few websites, or no, not first of all, that's what the tech tip is mainly about. I'm not sure why I said first of all. But anyway, for our first site, I want to tell you about the Blind Geek Zone. That is a podcast for the blind that allows you to submit your own podcasts. A lot of you have heard of it. There are apparently a lot of visitors, a lot of contributors, and the way I've seen it, it is true. There are quite a few people who get on and contribute or just look around at the content. Anyway, it's very helpful. You can find reviews and demos and tutorials for just about anything you'd need. Rick Harmon, the creator of Blind Geek Zone, has kept it up since 06. Thus, there is a very comprehensive archive of podcasts, tutorials, demonstrations, all that. So you should go check it out. The website is blind-geek-zone.net. blind-geek-zone.net. Our next website is whitestick.co.uk. I'm not sure if many of you guys have heard about this. I haven't heard this talked about on the audiogames.net forum or anything. I don't remember how I came across this website, but whitestick.co.uk. It basically means white cane, and it's to represent the blind person's white cane for the cane for the internet. I'm not sure how, but basically what it is a giant list of websites. sources, or like blind resources, gaming, blogs, podcasts, websites created by blind people, and much more. Audiobooks, listening to news radio, I mean, not news radio, like radio and music online. It has websites for that. Never Ending Story. Not exactly sure what that is, but it's supposed to be cool. Anyway, we're running out of time, so I will tell you about that. That is whitestick.co.uk, as I said. whitestick.co.uk. So I hope you find both of those websites helpful. And that happens to be the end of our tech tip. Me being a rambler managed to spend 3 minutes talking about two websites. Wow. And anyway, on the my favorite sites page of this website, stephend.net, which is my website, you can find links to a comprehensive list of links to websites I find helpful or whatever, and you know they're accessible or good because I'm using them, or I have. Anyway, that about wraps up today's episode of the Stephen D. Podcast for April 22nd, 2014. If you guys are subscribed to the Podcatcher feed and do not know my website, because you could have got it from a friend or something, then my website is www.stephend.net, stevend.net. If you guys are not subscribed to the Podcatcher, however, y'all are viewing the podcast page, then y'all did not need to know the preceding information. But I'd recommend you subscribe to the Podcatcher feed if you have one, or even just subscribe to it via your web browser. If you check your feeds, just log on to your internet, check your feed, but don't check it until May 2nd, because that's when I will do the next podcast. Anyway, that about concludes tonight's episode. I hope you've enjoyed it. Hold on.
Twisted Egg Hunt Newscast.
There we go. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed it, found the information herein beneficial, entertaining, and just to let you know, next Easter, if you do go for a egg hunt, don't include zombies, okay? Well, I hope y'all have a wonderful evening and a wonderful 10 days. And if you'd like to receive updates about my life, go to stephend.net/blog, or go to stephend.net and hit the subscribe via email button. That will let you in on my life. So, see you guys later. Sorry for rambling. Goodbye.
Congratulations, Duke.
Oh,
newscast.
Stupid mouse. Anyway, bye.